Are you ever unsure if you can trust God? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Learning to trust God is one of the most challenging parts of being a believer. Even when He's been faithful again and again, it can be easy to lose sight of His goodness. Because everyone has or will struggle with this from time to time, it's the main focus of today's Devo. So I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo titled, If You Can, by Emily Acker. I come to you and I wonder if you can. I have turned to others and I have tried myself. I question you, not sure if you understand my needs. I doubt you, not sure if your plan and my plan will align. If I have tried already, how can things be different? If it has been impossible for me, how can it get better? If I leave it in your hands, will I end up disappointed? Am I making a mistake even just by turning to you? You tell me your ways are not like mine. You tell me what's impossible for humans is possible for you. You tell me that all I have to do is trust you to work. You tell me so many things and I still have my doubts. But you have compassion on me, even when I don't trust you. You've made me and you've given me life. God, take my unbelief, rip it away from me. Let me know that you can. Let me trust that you will. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Consider taking some time to reread Mark 9:14 through 27. A man brings his son to Jesus because the boy is possessed by an evil spirit. Jesus' disciples are there and they try and fail to drive out the spirit. When Jesus arrives, he talks to the desperate father, asking more about his son. Then the man says, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." And Jesus replies, "If you can, everything is possible for one who believes." The father exclaims, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Then Jesus commands the evil spirit to come out of the boy and he lifts the boy to his feet, healed. Have you ever felt like the father in this passage? How could it be freeing to know that we can be totally honest with Jesus about our desire to trust him and also our doubts? Is there anything you want to ask Jesus for that seems impossible? As you and I can read in Mark 9:24, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Isaiah 55:8 through 9, Matthew 19:26, and Mark 9:14 through 27 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Well, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about prayer with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.